Devil's Bridge, Aqueduct. The Devil's Bridge is an outdoor place of interest and is located in the Tarragona municipality, 4 kilometres from the city, in a municipal estate, covered with woods, and can only be accessed by car on the N240 going towards Valls, or by bus going to Barrio de San Salvador. Roman cities needed a great deal of water to satisfy the needs of their inhabitants. The cities often required costly infrastructures to take the water to public fountains, baths, and other establishments where water was indispensable. The aqueducts had to use the natural slope in order to circulate the water, and for this reason, they often have a winding path adapted to the relief of the land. From the 1st century AD onwards, Tarraco had 2 aqueducts which took water from the rivers closest to the city, the Gaia and the Francoli. The Francoli aqueduct was shorter in length, 15 kilometres, and carried water in a bridge close to Pugdelfi. The Pont del Diable, Devil's Bridge, is part of this channel and was used to save the Barranco dels Arcs, Arch Ravine. It is the most spectacular and well-known of all the bridges. The bridge is made up of 2 rows of arches, one on top of the other. It is 217 metres long and 27 metres high at its highest point. The bridge structure consists of a dry wall of large, regular stone blocks, laid without mortar, in a construction style called opus quadratum. Many of these blocks represent a simple decoration called almohadilado, rustication, in which the central part of the block is half cut, jutting out slightly from the flat side. Crowning the bridge is the channel where the water passes through, built with irregular stones joined with lime mortar. Some of the original sections still remain, although they have been altered with repairs. The inside is coated with a waterproof coating known as opus signinum, which prevented the water from leaking. Although there is no information to enable us to determine the year in which the site was constructed, it is commonly accepted that it was built during the era of the city's peak magnificence, that is, the era of Augustus, or during the 1st century AD. This is the best Roman aqueduct in Catalonia and one of the most significant and best preserved in Hispania. It is also the first aqueduct in the Iberian Peninsula to have used the arch on top and, architecturally speaking, it is a masterpiece. It is popularly known as Aqueducto de los Herreros, Blacksmith's Aqueduct. Because of the shape of the arches, which remind us of cavalry horseshoes, or the Devil's Bridge, because of the following legend created by popular folklore to explain the monument's construction. In need of water, the city took on the construction of a bridge in order to bring water to the city. But storms demolished it, and when the construction works master saw the disaster which had ruined his efforts, he claimed that only the devil could make a bridge that would last 1,000 years. Just as he finished saying this, the devil appeared to him, assuring that he would do it in a single night, but that in exchange he wanted the soul of the first person to drink the water carried by the bridge. That said and done, the following day the construction works master, sitting on the edge of the bridge, made a donkey drink the water. When the devil saw that he had been tricked, he wanted to demolish the bridge. But the resident showed him a cross made of 2 branches, and he fled, cursing them. As revenge, he made a multitude of demons appear, deviating the water so that it never reached the city. Over the course of time, it has been renovated several times in order to restore the most eroded stones. The Tarragona local council recently purchased the estate, which will ensure that it is properly valued in future years. It has been an historical artistic monument since 1905 and is part of the archaeological ensemble of Tarraco, recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site.